Good evening. It's a beautiful day, and I hope you got some rest during this afternoon. And looking forward to tonight. We'll be having a time of testimonies and special music and favorite hymns, and really looking forward to that. Just a couple of announcements to make note of. Lori Draper is graduating June 3rd. That's a Thursday of this week. And then also Wednesday nights we'll be starting a series going through the Constitution as well as the Statement of Belief and the Church Covenant, and looking at areas where we can improve that document. And so I encourage you to come and be a part of that. And I think that's about all we want to make for announcements. Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your goodness. Thank you for bringing us here tonight. And we are so grateful for your word that you have given to us. I pray that we'd be students of the word. I just praise you for all that you've done, and especially in Jesus Christ. And we do thank you that he died for us. He was buried. He rose again the third day. And thank you for saving us. And so I do pray that you'd help us, even this evening, that we'd be able to encourage one another by voicing orally our praises to you. And even as we sing these hymns of praise and all the things that we do, I pray that it would all bring glory to your name. So we do thank you for this time. And pray that it'd be a great time as far as giving glory to your name. So we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. Excuse me. Here's how we're gonna work tonight. Did you bring your guitar? That's a funny looking guitar there, lady. It's a small kind. Elizabeth was thinking about bringing her guitar, but she said her shoulder's still bothering her, so we're not gonna make her play her guitar. We're just going to embarrass her. Didn't she do a good job playing the piano this morning?
Amen.
Yeah, so it was wonderful to have somebody filling in there. Feel free to play tonight too, if you wish. If you don't want to, you don't want to. You don't have to. That's not a problem. All right, we're going to start with hymn number 2 tonight in our big blue song book. There, we'll give you the opportunity to praise the Lord in song, as well as, of course, give opportunity to choose favorites and have testimonies. Someone has, excuse me. That frog crawl in this morning and it hasn't come back out yet. If you have a special that you'd like to bring, whether you brought a poem you want to read, or you want to read some scripture or whatever that is, you can certainly do that as well. We'll give you plenty of opportunity to do that. Amy has the wireless microphone down here. It's all turned on. James will control the volume in the back. So if you raise your hand, you want to give a testimony, Amy will bring you the microphone, and James will turn the volume on so that you don't embarrass yourself at the wrong time or anything like that, and sneeze in it, but then we'll wipe it off if that happens. Give you the opportunity to testify so that everybody can hear you as well. Okay, so we'll start with hymn number 2, and I'm not going to make you stand or anything, as long as you sing really well. Okay, Maud. I heard you say amen, so we won't make you stand. So we're going to start with number 2. Come thou fount of every blessing. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing, calls for songs of loudest praise, teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. we've been. All right, so we'll take opportunity now to have special music. You're going to come give special music tonight? Do you have special music?
No.
You don't have special music? Joe, are you going to come sing?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Lord. Oh, no, I'm just kidding, Joe.
A brief thank you to everybody last Sunday night.
Just sit down.
For blessing it. My baptism, what a blessing it really was. I mean, as I said, you know, during my testimony, the openness and friendship that everybody gave to me, that's truly a blessing. And I just want to thank everybody for that. I really meant a lot, and it's great to be a part of a church. And I was a member of the service, and I was proud of that. But now I'm a member of a church, and I have a tremendous blessing there. So I really just thank the Lord for that. Thank you, folks, for joining with me.
Amen. Well, thank you for your testimony last week. It's wonderful to hear how the Lord is working in our lives, and He's certainly working in yours, Joe. All right.
Number 97.
97? All right. Did you get that whispered in your ear to request it? Or no? Okay.
I already had my finger on it.
Oh, you had your finger on it and everything. All right. Amen. 97. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Amen. Another testimony or a favorite selection?
How about
542? By the way, I forgot to mention, as I usually forget to, if I don't know the song, you have to come up here and lead it. You're lucky, Kay.
We also have to come and play it.
Oh yeah, if they don't know it, you have to come play it too. Yeah. So. River wanted me to let everybody know that too. I'm sorry, I forgot about that. Yeah. If they don't know it, you have to come and you have to come up and sing Acapulco. You know. Sing the first and the fourth.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace in the mansions bright and blessed. He'll prepare for us a place when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all
Yes, Ron.
517.
517. 517. I'd rather have Jesus. Again, we'll sing the first and the third. We're doing that so we can get through more of them. Too, and I'll get yours right there in the back, that we do have our course books that are available there as well. So if there's a course in there that you'd like to sing, we can certainly do that as well, because I know Verba has one picked out for us in a little bit. Yes, in the back there. 297. All right, 297. I love to tell the story of unseen things above. 297. Someone else? Yes, Eva.
Okay. So first, I have a blessing. Last Friday.
Come on. She fell asleep.
Last Friday. I have a blessing. Last Friday afternoon, I was doing things for the people. But Mike called me and told me that they would have to take Mom over to the hospital. And she was had an awful headache and was kind of out of it. And they did take her to the hospital. They didn't keep her because she was dehydrated. So they would give her fluid and they would go home. And she's doing, fairly well. But she's been having a hard time getting her up. But my blessing is, and she's all right, of course, and my blessing is that we have a good pastor. But at any time you need it, you can call him and be pray with him.
Amen.
He has to do so much to me.
Amen.
And a good friend, too. Or my daughter, too. But I was out with my phone, and I had very little time on it. And I would like to sing Philippians 4:13.
Okay, and your little blue chorus book's there. Little blue chorus book's there. 229. Amy, bring that microphone to me, please. See if it just didn't get turned on there. Little blue songbooks. Everybody got one of those? And 229. Sung this several times. Okay, so do you remember sung this? You gave me one of those looks. So I saw a couple looks over here. And like, we have? Absolutely, we're going to. I was giving you a chance to breathe. Okay, that's what we call stall tactics. All right, let's try that again. All right.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthened.
There's a couple of little duders there in the all things that my voice will not do, so that's why I back away from the microphone. Vervo, you had one that you wanted to do in the course book. So since we're here,
you had a handle.
I know, but that's okay. Since we're here in the course book, why don't we do that?
Okay.
You want to do that? 212. So 212, is it? Yes, 212. Did you want the microphone?
No, I will pretty soon. I'm going to talk.
Okay. Well, let's do. You want to talk first? Okay, Amy, you want to bring Miss River the microphone? It's ready to go now. We got it turned on. James will turn it up,
this?
And then yep, all you got to do is talk
at
the top.
This is the wrong side, I think.
The little thing right at the top, right here.
That's where you talk.
Okay. I have a lot of things going on in my life as usual. And I'm trying to learn how to, I suppose it was backwards.
There you go.
How to put this all in perspective, because I've had so many trials, so many blessings. I just can't hardly figure out which is the way I'm supposed to be, happy or sad. But anyway, I thank God for this church, for the people in this church, for people that actually care about what goes on in your personal life. For my son Joe, he is just an absolute total blessing. And it's just going to get better and better as we serve the Lord together. I know that. I have kind of a dilemma. I'm not sure what to do. I know what I'm going to have to do, but I don't know how. My next door neighbor East, I've been in the house I'm in 43 years. They had two boys, and they've been probably in that property probably 45 years at least. My kids, they had two boys. I had two boys and a daughter, and my two boys were always over there with their two boys. And my daughter, they ran off the trailer court because she had two girlfriends over there. But I picked up the paper today, and I didn't even realize, and Joe called my attention. He said, "Well, why didn't you tell me that Brian Pilkington died?" And I said, "Because I didn't know he did." Well, it was in the paper. This kid grew up with my boys. They are a Catholic in name only family. One day this past week, Bud, this kid's dad, came over because I had a piece of mail delivered to me. My mailman gets mixed up. And so I called over there, and he said, "Well, I'll just go over and get it." So he did. And he talked like nothing was wrong. The paper said that this man died the 7th of May. And now his obituary was in there today, very short. So I called the funeral home, and they told me that, yes, the date was right. I thought maybe it was a typo. Maybe it was the 27th, not the 7th. But when this man was over to pick up his mail, he did not say one word about anything. Now, this had to be heavy on his mind. They only have the two sons. And so I am. I know I need to contact her, them, Sandy, whatever. I'm not just sure how to do it, whether I should maybe call her, maybe send a card, maybe get over there somehow. She's got to be going through a lot of grief, as we know, when one of our kids doesn't grow up right, and then we don't know if he committed suicide or if he had an incurable disease, but he actually died in the hospital in Iowa City. So that would tell me that there was something bad, really big going on. These are kind of private people, but once you do talk to them individually, they seem to open right up. So I would ask your prayers for what I should do, how I should do it. I feel I need to, you know, really befriend her. We're good friends, except she's very into gardening and exercising and all kinds of things. So I don't know just exactly how to approach her. I think I'll start with a phone call, and there won't be any formal get-together, because even the burial will be a private thing, at a later date. So I want you to pray for me, and the name is Sandy, who's a real good friend. Now, there is a man that comes to church, and he is your brother and I, Bob. Okay? Sally introduced me to him here a couple weeks ago. Frank, is it Frank Wright? Okay, and he said, "Well, I don't know you, but I know your neighbor." And I'm like, "Oh, really? Who? You know?" Well, it was this Bud Pilkington that I'm telling you about, that their son, he died. I don't know why. Anyway, I thought that was real ironic, but this Frank knows my neighbor. Went to high school with him. They were, both of them got married. They went on trips together, did all kinds of things. So I was hoping maybe he'd be here. But I didn't see him today. So anyway, I just want you to pray for me. And remember, I know I have to do something, but I'm not just sure how to do it. So my song is 212 in that chorus, and it's "He's Able." My God is able to see me through anything.
Amen.
Thank you.
Now, where I come from, we have to sing this with the actions, but you got to play. So, you don't know the actions to this song?
No.
You don't know the actions to this? To "He is Able"? Ah, okay. Do you know the actions to "He is Able"?
Not right off.
Oh my goodness gracious! I'm going to have to teach you all something, because this is a song that has actions. Okay, so it goes like this: He is able. This is able. This is power. Okay, He is able. Okay? He's able. He's able. I know he is able. You got you with me there? Okay? I know my Lord is able to carry me through. Can you handle that? All right. Then, all right, he heals the brokenhearted and he sets the captives free. And you got it? Okay. Sets the captives free. Now, the kids like to say, you know, yippee at that point, which is okay. He made the lame to walk again and he caused the blind to see. Peekaboo. All right. And then, of course, he is able. He is able. I know he is able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. Can you handle that? Joe's looking at me like he's not sure he can handle that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can handle
that. You're not sure if you can handle that? Are you good? Can you? And you only got one good arm. Can you Baptist? Can you Baptist handle that kind of thing? I'll tell you what. All right. Well, if you think you can remember the actions, or you want to, you know, that's okay. If you don't want to, that's all right as well. Okay. I have to sing this song with the actions because it's just part. It's just ingrained in me. So 212. He is able. Did you find the right page? About that. No? Isn't that wonderful to be embarrassed in church? I love it. All right, let's try it again. You guys are doing so well, okay? Here we go. He is able, he is able. I know he is able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. He is able. Amazing how true a simple chorus can be. That we were talking in Sunday school this morning about the fact that God created everything, and in Genesis 1 it talks about how God in the beginning of what? Of course, the beginning of time, space, matter, everything that we know today. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And it tells us in verse 2 that the earth was formless and it was void, it was shapeless, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. And I know He doesn't have a mouth, but and then at 186,000 miles per second, God opens His mouth and says, "Let there be light." And there's light. That's the God that we not only serve, but that's the God who loves us,
amen,
who knows your name, and created you for a very specific purpose. The book of Jeremiah talks about that. And that's the God that not only loves me and loves you, but has created every one of the people that have ever lived and created them for a very specific purpose. And that's challenging because he loves them too. And sometimes we forget that. But that's the God who's able to carry us through in the difficult times. And that's the God that we serve and the God that we know. So I know my Lord is able. All right. Another testimony? Yes, back here. Are we in the blue song book or the little blue course book here again? All right, in the blue course book. 7-3. He is Lord. You're there? All right. Yes, James. Song?
569.
Okay. And if I remember correctly, that would be the Battle Hymn of the Republic. 569. Yes, it is the Battle Hymn of the Republic. This is James's favorite song, just as 202 is my daughter's favorite song. So, Battle Hymn of the Republic, 569. Just a closer walk with thee. We will sing all three on this one. It's a little bit shorter one.
Jesus, keep me from a wrong. I'll be satisfied.
502?
No.
Oh, okay.
576?
576? Mm-hmm. Oh, you have to stand for this one. Let's get the flag over here. No, you can sit, Firefly. There's one in every group. All right. I don't know if it's the law that you have to stand, or if is it just... I'm not sure. Is it
patriotism?
It's patriotism, absolutely. But you do have to stand for this. We're going to sing the Star Spangled Banner. Now, if you're unable to, I understand. That's all right. All right. Flags over here. That's all right. What's that?
You know how hard this is to play?
No. Excellent song choice, considering the weekend. Now you want 202, right?
No.
Oh, okay. 202 is Amazing Grace, so in case you're wondering, that's your favorite song. All right, other requests? We have about 10 minutes left. Any other requests for special music or testimonies? Is this a testimony or a request?
A request.
Okay. Sit down, Amy. 202. Oh, okay. 202. Now, would you like to know why this is her favorite song?
Yeah.
Actually, there is a story behind it. James's first year in learning how to play the piano was actually our last year of ministry at the church in Colorado. And so when James learned how to play this song, we actually sang, it was the only time we ever did this as a family, we sang special music on our last Sunday at the church there. Now, as you can tell by listening to my voice, I don't do special music. And it was thankful. Everybody's ears were bleeding by the time I was done, but that's okay. Actually, it was Kim and Amy that were carrying me on this one. James played the piano, and the three of us sang. And so that's why this is her favorite song. So I wish there was something more theological behind it. You know, the grace of God, which I know is there, but it's just... a memory. So it is a good memory. Now, because this is also one of my favorites, we will sing the first, the fourth, and then the fifth. Okay? 1, 4, and 5. All right? Know the backstory to that song, but it is an amazing truth. John Newton, having been a slave ship captain and coming to a realization later in life that it was truly him that was the slave to sin, and then being set free, and of course becoming blind at the end of his life. He became a minister and then was blind at the end of his life, and that's when he wrote this song. And it's really the story of his song, or story of his life, the first four stanzas. Actually, the fifth stanza, when we've been there 10,000 years, was added about 25 years later by a former parishioner of his. And so that's a little bit of the backstory behind that song. It's actually a very fascinating story. John Newton's life was an incredible example of God saving someone from the miry pit. So, all right, an additional praise? Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I need to get my stuff too.
Oh, okay. Are you going to come up here or are you going to sit over there? Okay, that's fine.
It's kind of an old poem I wrote. It's a friend of mine knows it already, but can you hear me now? Okay. Speak up.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. And it was as a result of Sunday school class a few years ago where I went before, and we went through the book of Psalms, through select Psalms, and so the teacher, he kind of had us write a Psalm 151, you know, since there's only 150, we would add our own Psalm, and so this is kind of what God put in my heart. And I was not feeling like writing a psalm. I was not feeling like writing anything. I was in the depths of despair, like Sister Anne of Green Gables sometimes said. So, so I'll just read it, and I hope that it's a blessing to some of you. I know that some of you are having a hard time with sadness and stuff, especially this weekend. So. With loneliness. So, Psalm 151, a cry from my heart. When the day ends and I wonder where it went, when the light's out and I lay quietly on my bed, then I think how lonely I feel to live by myself, Not only do I live alone and keep my comments to my own, as I don't talk much to others and focus on myself and others. How empty and miserable is this way for me to live, as I let each day just pass on by me. How finite and gloomy is this life, how insane, where every day is just the same. Where is the abundant life you give? Where is the joyful heart I need? This life is lived only once, and I keep seeing my empty hands. Fulfillment, success, who cares when one is lonely deep inside? It always seems to be that at every pity party, the only guest is me. Lonely, crying, and full of pain, wondering how my life could end. And then an uninvited guest usually remains, reminding me that he's always been there, drying my tears, lifting my chin, wrapping his arms around poor hurting me. Lord, you are so good, so patient and true, so loving and kind, my nonsense you mind. Not only you love me as God from above, but you understand me as you too were left alone. Not only your friends left you and he who betrayed, but your father also left you in agony and pain. You got beatings, you got mocked, your body all strained as it went into shock. There you hung all alone, feeling lonely as you claimed. My God, why have you left? You didn't feel sorry for yourself, as you were the spectacle of bloodthirsty men. Your love for me, oh so great, that's what kept you there, experiencing complete loneliness and the brunt of the world. My sin and my bondage, you paid for all, Salah. My lonely feelings and sorrow has soon disappeared, since now I see I'm not alone as I feared. For you paid the price, the ultimate price, for me not to be by myself through this life. My lover, my joy, my wonderful Lord, you make my life abundant, not dull. As each day you bring new mercies indeed, my eyes are expecting to see your new deeds, which you have prepared for me to enjoy. As I let you do them through me, what a joy! For no one day is the same as the next. I know I had said that they were all just the same, but now you have changed my perspective again, for my pity party has turned into praise. And I have a song to go with it, but yep. I need the... Can you hold the phone? Can you hold the mic for me, please? And it's about that, about the grace that flows from Calvary.
Number one.
Oh, there you go. That's better. Thank you.
Put it down.
Thank you.
got enough time for one more favorite, if someone has one. Dueling favorites. Well, let's see. What's 186? The old rugged cross. What'd you say? 101? Oh, 201? I'm going to sing them both at the same time. You sing, you do one, and you do the other. Let's do 186 first, and then we'll come around, we'll do 201. I don't mind, and then we'll close with 201. 186. We'll again sing the first and the fourth, and then we'll go over to 201 and do the same there. 186, the old rugged cross. Greater than our sin. Well, thank you for the wonderful selections this evening. Thank you for praising the Lord. Brother Bob, I see, has his hand up. Microphone. Did you do two clicks or one? You got to do two. All right.
Thank you.
Keep it up there. That's right.
There are 168 hours in the week. I figure, Lord willing, I spend maybe 7 hours in church. And I have several reasons for being in attendance. Number one would be never getting over the grace of God, of what I was and the way He has worked in my life and the way that He has blessed me and the way He guides me day by day. I come to church, I've told this to a lot of people, I know the Lord's going to be here to bless me, and I need that blessing. Opportunities to learn more of His will, to have better discernment for truth and error in the world that I live in. I come to church because I know our pastor, and I thank God for Pastor Phil, because I know he has spent many hours diligently studying the Word of God that he might feed the sheep. And certainly that's something that we need. So I want to be here to be an encouragement to him. And I know that I'm going to see us.
I'm sorry. Battery died on that one.
I'm going to see other believers. And I know they're going to be an encouragement to me when I see them. And I want to be an encouragement to them. I learn more about my brothers and sisters, those that are going through trials and testings, those that need prayer special. And we all need that. We all have trials. We all have troubles. And we need each other desperately. So when I come, I'm blessed. I have opportunities to grow. And I'm going away to a ministry into a world of great need. And I thought, what could I ever do with those 7 hours that would be of greater value? Well, there's nothing you could compare. And I know when Pastor, as a head of this flock, he wonders. I wonder where John Doe is tonight. I wonder where Susie is tonight. And I had a message, and how they need it in this world to encourage them, to strengthen them, that they might be more like Christ. So I would encourage you, there's coming a day when you won't have the health. To come to church. So when we have the strength, why, we should avail ourselves of every opportunity to be here. Now the other part of what I want to say is that we're not as others. As believers, we run into a lot of people. And I want to tell you about three people that I've talked personally with actually the last few hours. One of them was Inez Schuler. She lost her brother, one of her loved ones in Texas. Now, I know Inez was grieving, but I know she wasn't grieving as others, because her brother was present with the Lord. So we grieve and sorrow in the midst of something the world doesn't understand, And certainly our joy comes from the Lord. Another family I talked with, the Lord had used us in a wonderful way 40 years ago to present the gospel to them. They were gloriously saved, and they had three boys. Now, one of those boys, we just received an invitation to go to his graduation from the chiropractic medicine school here in Des Moines. And we hadn't seen Jeff since he was 16 years old. Now he's 47, and he has two children of his own. Now, economically, you could say he's independent. And he has worked hard and sacrificed along with his family. But he's not going to church. His mother is a wonderful Christian, and he's not going to church. And during the course of conversation, I found out that Jeff has a 16-year-old boy who'd been involved in drugs and alcohol and has been in an institution. He was there. The boy was there yesterday. And he had been in an institution and is still there taking all kinds of treatment. And I told Jeff, I said, and I had a good opportunity. He was very courteous and respectful. And I had a wonderful opportunity. I said, you know, you've worked hard as a family. You've sacrificed. You've achieved a lot. Very, very gifted young man. And you've done the best you can do without God. And so he had heard the gospel as a boy. So I really presented him a clear presentation of the gospel and needed to be the leader and get back into a fundamental Bible-believing church. And the other conversation with someone who has a loved one who is very sick with cancer also. And in the course of the conversation and expressing what was going on, he used the terminology of falling apart at the seams. Well, I happen to know that they have no spiritual dimension in their life. They're in a world on sail with no rudder and no helm in their boat of life. And they have nothing other than their own resource to meet, and which everyone has conflicts like that. But I thought, as believers, we have a resource that stabilizes our emotions. It controls the way we respond to life situations. We see God in everything we do. And He has a purpose in everything in our life. I mentioned two or three times yesterday, I said there's three words in departing to my dear sister, who's the mother of this boy. I said there's three words Christians never use. One of them is luck. One of them is accident, and the other one is goodbye. And the last point I want to make, and that is this. We all have an influence. Can't get away from it. It goes far and wide. People see, people tell. And I ask you, as I would ask myself, and my boys have challenged me over and over and over, and they said, Dad, finish the race. Are your children, if they followed you, what would be their degree of spirituality? Can we ask them to be more spiritual than they are? Can we ask them to be more faithful to the Lord than we are? And we should all have that goal to follow the Lord as Paul did. And so I encourage you, and you encourage me, and when we sing all these songs, every one of them, it's a sermon in song, and I'm saying to me, where am I? Oh, how I love Jesus. And I get embarrassed sometimes in myself. Am I doing what I'm singing? And I said, Bob, you big hypocrite, you need to get with it on that issue. Here you're singing the Word of God and you're on left field like a stray sheep. And so it's a challenge to me as I come, sing songs, listen to the Word of God, and praise the Lord with fellow believers. It's God bless each one of you. And I said this strictly to challenge my heart and to encourage you to be faithful to our wonderful Savior. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob, and thank you for everyone for contributing in one way or another. And what a precious family this is. And it is true, we are a body, a local body of believers, and we all play an important role. And we need to all be here. We need to have that unity, like I preached this morning. We need to have that unity, and it's unity in the truth. And thank you, each and every one. You're all invited to come downstairs for a fellowship, and that'll be a blessed time. And so let's go ahead and close in prayer, and then even give the Lord thanks for the food downstairs. Heavenly Father, we truly have been blessed this evening. What a wonderful privilege to sing songs of praise to you and to voice testimony as far as how you've been working in our life, and great opportunity to encourage one another and even challenge one another. And so we do thank you for what you've done for us in Jesus Christ, how you've changed our lives. And I do pray that we'd be praying for one another, and that we'd be taking time out of our lives to look into other people's lives and to see how we can help them and how we can encourage them. And so I do pray that we'd be others-minded, and ultimately that we'd be looking to you and striving to please you in all that we do. And so we do thank you for this time. We thank you for all the work that's gone into the food downstairs. And I do pray that you'd bless those who have prepared it. And we do give you thanks for that food and for the time of fellowship. And I do pray, even as we leave this place later on this evening, I pray that you would help us to remember the things that we've learned and the things that we've heard and said even this evening and this morning. And I pray that you'd help us to live a life that is God-honoring. So we do thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.